So yeah, I'm gonna do the Patreon. I have to learn it though. I've already have an account set up. I set it up a couple years ago, but I never took the time to learn it. And the reason I'm gonna do it is because I'm tired of the censorship. I'll probably still upload the basic stuff to YouTube while I upload it to Patreon, but I'm gonna upload some tough speaking. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to use the word hard-nosed. It's going to be like the real me, you know? Speaking from a fundamentalist point of view, because, you know, I have to calm it down for YouTube. The liberals get all bent out of shape if you say something that's absolute. They don't like absolute truth. If it wasn't for absolute truth, we couldn't function down here. Like, I'm going to the bank right now, right? I'm going to make a deposit at the bank. And when I walk in the bank, that door is absolute. You go in the front door. That's an absolute truth. I go up to the counter. I give them the money. They count it. It's an absolute truth. If you don't have absolute truth in this reality, you can't function. And I think a lot of the Alzheimer's is people have a divided mind, you know? It could be TV related and all, but I really believe a lot of the mental problems is because people have a divided mind, they don't have a sound mind. And so when you start to communicate absolute truth with people, they get healed. So when I do the Patreon, I gotta learn it. I gotta download the app and I gotta be able to upload it. And it even has something where people can comment, just like YouTube. I'm not sure how it works and all, but I'm gonna start speaking it. I'm gonna have to read their policy about what you say. I'm not gonna say anything illegal, you know, but I'm just gonna speak the truth. When I decoded the word Wiccan and I got a strike for 6 months on that, for 3 months on that, it's like, wow, all I did was just say what the word means. If you look it up in etymology, it tells you what it is. But then I broke it into parts and took it even deeper. So anyway, I've got a couple people asked me to email my decode. I'll do it soon. I just had a lot going on lately. And so, long story short, to make a long story short, I'm gonna give Patreon a shot, upload as many videos, download. I don't know if they do audio or not. They probably do with a picture on it. It turns into a video, but there's a few channels, you know, Spreaker, Patreon. Spreaker is just audio, but even Spreaker is kind of like almost like a scam. What are we trying to do here? We're trying to keep the Republic. Number one, speaking the truth, because anybody who's Republican wants the truth, mostly. Anybody who's Democrat wants the fake reality bubble. I hate to tell you that. So if we're speaking the truth, number one, trying to save the Republic, and number two, we're trying to win souls. And number three, which is actually my first, but number three is take the born-again saints and teach them some truth, the deep spiritual truth, the foundations behind what they've heard in the churches, the foundational truths. Because if you know why the Apostle Paul said what he said, you won't fight against it, because it's for your best interest. If you know why these things are happening, I can't believe the bank is closed today. Oh well. So, if you really lay it all out on the line, what we're really in, we're in a spiritual battle, and actually, everywhere you go, is the flesh versus the spirit. Let's say you got a born-again husband and wife who submit and walk in the spirit. There's going to be usually children or an in-law or a parent or child or cut. Somebody's going to still try to persecute. If one spouse is saved and the other is not, there's going to be that anti-spirit trying to, they might love them, but the devil takes them over, you know? So there's always that Wile E. Coyote chasing down Roadrunner. Wile E. Coyote chasing down Roadrunner. And the Apostle Paul says the flesh always persecutes the spirit. That's why, let's say you're a boss on a job. I've been in leadership positions before, and it ain't fun. Because you always have somebody trying to rebel against your decision, you know. It's wild. It's built into the fabric of space-time. There's certain truths that are built in the fabric of space-time, the red versus blue, the flesh versus the spirit, the truth versus lies, the sine wave, the up and down sine wave, which I call the sin wave, S-I-N-E is the sine wave, the letter E is spirit, the three-letter S-I-N is sin, so sin is downward, E is upward, down, up, that's the sine wave. And so everything is that sine wave, and you take the sine wave and you plot it on a Cartesian coordinate, you get the circle. And so everything is just that cycle repeat, that washing machine to cut you out of the flesh mind into the spirit mind. And once you get cut out of the flesh mind into the spirit mind, then you see. We got one that can see. A spirit-filled believer can see past the legalist, past the Jezebel, past the narcissist, past the ego and the pride and the he said, she said. There's a lot of he said, she said out there, you know. A lot of that is out there. And it's all lies, mostly. Usually the ones accusing are the ones that are guilty the most. I don't know how true it is, but I don't know if it's just an act or not, but look what happened to Alex Jones. His wife started attacking him and just saying he was crazy and mentally unhealthy. And she went after him, but they were building a business together early on. But she went crazy and started attacking him. Why? Because he started mentioning Jesus. I don't know if it's an act. I don't know. I hope not. I hope he's really saved. But it looks like it. The whole system came after him. I watched him for many years. I was selling books on Amazon for 5 years listening to him. And for 5 years, I didn't hear the name Jesus hardly any. But then, I know he checked out my channel. I know he was there because I would say something, he would say it right after. And I started talking about how it all points to Jesus. And I noticed he started talking about Jesus. That was back in the day when everybody's calling him Bill Hicks, you know. These people who rise up in the system, they either have to be just totally loose cannons or Freemasons or something. You can't rise up in this system without being a Freemason. It's impossible. It's the devil's system. I still vote Republican. I still believe the conservatives. I still want the conservatives to be in charge throughout the whole country, and I hope all the liberals would get saved. I mean, the word Democrat means, has the word demon in it, you know? Has the word demons in it. D-E-M-O. I don't even know if I could upload this. I mean, there's things I want to say right now that I can't say because I know if I upload it to YouTube, people get their feelings hurt, you know? It's a wild world. The Bible has to be your primary source of truth. And if the Bible's your primary source of truth, anybody who hates the Bible is going to come after you, try to attack you, try to destroy you. Because it's not them. It's just like the movie The Matrix. So Neo represents the one. N-E-O. You do the anagram, it's O-N-E. He represents the one. In a way, Neo represents Christ, but in another way, he represents the Antichrist. But Neo represents the one, right? That's going to save the Matrix. And then Agent Smith is the one that's coming after him. Keeping up with the Joneses or keeping up with the Smiths, you know. So the NPCs, they all are just going about the system asleep to the Matrix, right? And so Neo and all of Morpheus, they're running from the agents, and all of a sudden an NPC gets taken over. And the Bible says the unsaved can be taken captive at his will. The devil can take them captive at will. So they're going about their business. Zeph Daniel talked about this. So the people are just going about their business, and all of a sudden they get taken over. And the very thing that one said in one city, the other one said in another city, because the devil took them over. And you really get into serious meditation and spirit-filled walking, and you'll start to see that it's like a movie down here. It's like it's a fractal movie. What's happening in your life is happening all over the whole matrix. And so you'll be saying something, and somebody on the other side of the world, over other side of the country, will say the same thing. Because it's a hive. All the demons working together as a hive to come after you, to follow you. They have to follow you. They have to follow you. If you're leading, and if you're speaking in the spirit flow, and you're speaking types and shadows to Christ and His church and Christ and His creation, showing the creation, and you show all that stuff, you're talking in types, typology. And so what does the devil do? He's the anti-type. So they have to persecute you. I had so many people come after me through the years, and I couldn't figure out why I was being persecuted so much all the time. They were chasing me down. It's because if a born again is speaking in the flow, types and shadows pointing back to Christ and His church and the cross and the blood, then they have to come after you because they follow after. The flesh not only persecutes, but it's following. Why don't Wile E. Coyote just go do his own thing? Because he can't. his focus is on Roadrunner. Roadrunner's just sitting there eating some seeds, just chilling, taking it easy, doing his thing. But Wile E. Coyote's life revolves around Roadrunner. I talked about Roadrunner one time, more than one time, and I'll just stop the recording, and somebody will call up and say, did you hear the beep beep on the phone? Nah, because that's what the Roadrunner does, beep beep. And then so, like, this person didn't even know I had a channel, didn't even know I was teaching. They called me on the phone, and we're talking. They said, did you hear that beep beep? I said, no, I didn't hear it. You see what I'm saying? And this person wasn't saved. You see what I'm saying? This is real. It's a serious warfare going on.